Welcome to this exploration of Henry Jock Walker's intriguing artwork titled Telekinesis. At first glance, you might notice the composition's distinctive textures and colors. The work is crafted from the neoprene of a wetsuit, giving it a unique tactile quality that invites curiosity. The shiny silver surface could easily remind viewers of iconic imagery, perhaps evoking thoughts of the cosmic superhero Silver Surfer from Marvel Comics. The slickness of the material catches the light, drawing our eyes across the composition of varying shapes and patterns interwoven throughout. As you engage more deeply with this piece, you may observe a rich tapestry formed by a juxtaposition of smooth and textured surfaces, each element contributing to the overall visual rhythm. Some shapes appear to dominate, while others recede, creating a dynamic interplay that seems to challenge the viewer's perception of depth. You might be struck by the metallic sheen, reflective and almost otherworldly, while elements of black and gray lend a sense of gravity. In what ways do you think this interplay of colors and textures might impact your emotional response to the artwork? Common reactions to telekinesis might include a sense of wonder or curiosity, perhaps even a bit of nostalgia. Many viewers might find themselves contemplating the relationship between the material and the conceptual. The association with telekinesis and the superhero imagery might inspire thoughts of freedom, power, and the capacity to transcend boundaries, be they physical, emotional, or imaginative. As you look, pay attention to your feelings. Does the artwork evoke a sense of empowerment, or do you find yourself reflecting on the nature of limitations? The connection between the artist and the materials used adds another layer of meaning. The wetsuit, donated by Walker's friend and collaborator, Che Chorley, emphasizes a personal history intertwined with shared experiences. This invitation to consider the practical origins of the artwork encourages viewers to engage more deeply in their interpretation. How does knowing that this piece has a story behind it influence your perception of its meaning? You might reflect on the significance of friendship, collaboration, and shared histories as you appreciate the innovative way Walker has transformed something functional into an evocative piece of art. As you ponder your relationship with the piece, feel free to trust your instincts. Different viewers may derive various meanings from the shiny neoprene surface of telekinesis. What does it say to you personally? Perhaps you feel a connection to the superhero narrative, relating it to your experiences or aspirations. The notion of telekinesis, the ability to move objects with one's mind, can evoke thoughts on agency and consciousness. Does this idea resonate with your understanding of personal empowerment? The broader implications of telekinesis extend beyond its surface aesthetics. It raises significant questions about the relationship between materiality and artistic intent. Walker's choice to employ a mundane, yet evocative material like wetsuit neoprene invites dialogue about the transformative power of art. When does something purely functional become a vehicle for expression? As you consider this transformation, think about the role of materials in art. What power do they hold in communicating themes and emotions? In contemplating the artwork's themes, you may also find connections to larger discussions surrounding identity, agency, and narrative. By utilizing the neoprene of a wetsuit, Walker not only references the superhero archetype, but also reflects on human desires for transcending physical limitations and exploring new realities. This notion prompts deeper inquiries into our understanding of power and the imaginative possibilities of art. As you conclude your experience with telekinesis, think about how this artwork fosters both personal and communal discussions. It questions our perceptions and allows space for introspection. Can art truly transport us beyond our immediate realities? How does telekinesis engage you in that exploration? Allow these questions to linger as you reflect on your own interpretations and the broader implications of this fascinating work.